Audio file, lesson 53, Holy Sealing. The message: we become children of God through the act of holy sealing. The Bible text: Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. The story: Holy Sealing. George, Natasha, and their parents returned home from attending a divine service that was held by the apostle. While they ate their lunch, they discussed what they remembered from the service. George was especially excited as he talked because he was able to hear and see the apostle throughout the divine service. In the middle of the discussion, George asked his parents, "Why did the apostle put his hands on the heads of everyone who stood in front of the altar?" Their mother explained, "The apostle laid his hands on the people so that they could be sealed." Natasha looked a little puzzled. "Sealed? What does that mean?" Their father answered, "The apostle places his hands on someone so that they can receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit through the sacrament of holy sealing. When a person receives the Holy Spirit, they are sealed and they become a child of God." Josh asked, "Did the first apostles seal people in the Bible?" Their father explained, "It happened in the New Testament at Pentecost after the disciples received the Holy Spirit. Then a short time after Pentecost, Philip, who was a helper to the apostles, went to Samaria. Many listened to what he said about Jesus, and some were baptized. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people had accepted the word of God and were baptized, apostles Peter and John went to them. As the two apostles traveled to Samaria, they prayed that the people might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When the apostles arrived, they laid their hand on people so that they can receive the Holy Spirit." Natasha asked, "Have I been sealed?" Both their parents answered, "Yes." George smiled at his mother and said, "I am so happy that I was given the gift of the Holy Spirit when I was sealed." The family continued to discourse the divine service as they finished eating their dinner. Suggestions for the teacher: show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what the children may feel. Let some of the children play the holy sealing in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide this guise of a minister. Alternatively, ask who has a tribal scar on his cheek. What does this mean? Now begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Did the first apostle seal people in the Bible? Good answer? Yes, Apostle Peter and John in Samaria. What do you know about the holy sealing? An answer? The apostle dispenses the Holy Spirit by the laying of hands. What is the result of this? By receiving the Holy Spirit, one becomes a child of God. Who are the apostles in your district church? What must happen before somebody is sealed? And so on. Now the real life application. Ask, who has a tribal scar on his cheek? What does it mean? An answer? It means that person belongs to a tribe. Holy baptism is the prerequisite for holy sealing, like a farmer who prepares the field before he plants the seed. What is the result of holy sealing? A good answer. The life of God is planted in our soul. We belong to the family of God. If we nurture the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the nature of Christ will grow within us. Have the children repeat the message. We become children of God through the act of holy sealing.